In the previous series of More or Less...
Trumpton Fire Station.
The programme all about numbers.
Hello, this is the Treasurer of Trumptonshire County Council. Is that Captain Flack?
Yes, it is.
Please, will you or one of your team find Dibble and sack him?
Yes, of course, we will. Right away, right away.
It's one of the hardest phone calls I've ever had to make. It's not just the human cost. It's that I'm not even sure these cuts will help restore prosperity to Trumptonshire. There are plenty of people telling me that making cuts is self-defeating.
A World of Numbers, explained by Tim Harford. More or Less on BBC Radio 4, Friday afternoons at 1:30.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3. It's 12:45 and time now for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
And hello again from me, Fiona Talkington. A shorter than usual programme tonight after that late night prom. And opening there was a rather lovely lullaby from Tahiti. Also coming up tonight, a rather unusual way of listening to Grieg. There's Martin Carfi from 40 years ago and John Cage's rather surprising imaginary landscape for 12 radios. This is from 40 years ago too, the beautiful singing of Anne Briggs and a song called Standing on the Shore.
Through the mist my ship has sailed, leaving me behind all the things left unsaid. That's where in my
Ian Chambers sent such a great piece for Bicycle Bells a while ago, and now he's turned to wine glasses and birra and a synthesizer called the Chimera for a piece called Fordwells. And that followed Anne Briggs from 1971 and a song called Standing on the Shore, which comes from her album The Time Has Come. Also from 1971, this song from Martin Carthy.
The green leaves fall therewith. And who would wish for a finer love than brown Adam the smith? Oh, his armour is all the beaten gold, and his anvils all the steel. Oh, his fingers white, they are my delight, and he blows at his bellows well. They have banished him, a young brown Adam, from father and from mother. And they have banished him, young brown Adam, from sister and from brother. And they have banished him, a young brown Adam, from the flower of all his kin. And he's built him a bower in the gay green wood, all between his lady and him. And as it fell out all on one day, brown Adam he fought long. And he is away to the gay green wood for to hunt him venison. And he's taken his bow all in his hand, and his arrows one by one. And he is away to the gay green wood as fast as he could run. And he shot up and he shot down the bird all on the briar. And he sent it on to his gay lady, told her be all of good cheer. And he shot up and he shot down the flower all on the thorn. And he sent it on to his gay lady, told her he would be home in the morn. Adam he come to his own bower door, and he stood there a little way away. And it was there that he spied a full false knight come a-tempting his lady gay. Oh, the knight drew out a gay gold ring that had cost him many's the pound. Oh, grant me love for love, lady, and this shall all be thine. Oh, a love, brown Adam, well, she says, and I know that he loves me. And I would not give brown Adam's love for any false knight that I see. So the knight drew out a purse of gold that was filled right up to the string. Oh, grant me love, O love, lady, our this shall all be thine. Oh, a love, brown Adam, well, she says, and I know that he loves me. And I would not give brown Adam's love for any false knight such as thee. So the knight drew out his noble sword, and it flashed there all in the rye. Oh, grant me love, oh, love, lady, or through you this shall go. Then the sighing says, dear lady gay, brown Adam tarries long. Then up there jumped him brown Adam, he says, lady, I'm here at your hand. And he's made him leave his bow and his bow, and he's made him leave his brand. And he's made him leave a far better thing, four fingers of his right hand.
Martin Carthy and the story of Brown Adam. That's from Martin's 1971 album called Landfall. As I was hearing news of the events unfolding in Norway on the 22nd of July, I was just listening to a new CD which I'd received that very day. The trio In the Country is a band very close to my heart, and their version of Brothers in Arms on the new CD seems now even more poignant.
Thank you.
Brothers in Arms, arranged and played thereby in the country. And their new CD, DVD, Sights and Sounds, is released next month. When I was in Bergen earlier on in the year, I was taken one very rainy Saturday morning to a tea shop where I was promised that a surprise lay in store for me. I couldn't have predicted that I was about to witness a giant machine which, when fed specially imported tea from China, played Grieg's music sent from outer space. Grieg's Till Våren to Spring, arranged by a hugely imaginative Bergen-based musician called Frode Flatland. In touch with the extraterrestrial and feeding the machine on tea has his priorities right too. More from Frode and Grieg tomorrow. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. And if you want to get in touch, our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Astrid Williamson is a Shetland-born musician who saw Leo Abrahams performing with Brian Eno last year. She sent Leo some demo tracks, and since then she's been working with him. Her new album is due out in a couple of weeks, and from that, here's a track called Poor.
place you think you'd rather be. Pour yourself into her till you cannot stand the feeling that your soul is turning in her hand. Pour into my heart, pour into my heart. Isolated incidents have brought me a war of jealousy, indifference, and wanting you more.
Astrid Williamson and a taster from her new CD called Pulse, due out in a couple of weeks. Also out in a few weeks is a new CD by Steve Reich called WTC 911. Verity's going to play you that particular piece later on this month, but from the same release, this is a piece called Dance Patterns. It's Reich's contribution to Thierry Demet's film Counterphrases of Anna Teresa de Keersmacher's choreography. It's scored for vibraphones, xylophones and pianos, and it's played here by Steve Reich and musicians.
Thank you.
Steve Reich's Dance Patterns, written in 2002 and included in his forthcoming new CD, WTC 911, which Verity will include in a couple of weeks' time here on Late Junction. Steve Reich, by the way, is at the Proms next Wednesday, and you can find full details of that via the Radio 3 homepage. Now, at the moment, it's you and me and your radio and possibly other things I don't know about, but that's going to turn into the company of 12 radios in John Cage's chance piece Imaginary Landscape for 12 Radios, which he based on charts from the I Ching, the Chinese Book of Changes. Each radio is played by two players. One changes the frequencies and the other does the volume. Cage himself conducted 24 players at Columbia University in 1951, the performers turning on the radios near midnight when many stations in those days had gone off air. So there was mostly static and just some sound. Applause apparently greeted some snippets of Mozart, which came as something of a relief. Here, this is the CCM Percussion Ensemble conducted by James Cully.
Arguing that entitled to protections given to enemy soldiers under the Geneva Conventions. The finding of memos led to the abuse of prisoners at Guantanamo. $1 billion for humanitarian aid. They help those countries harvest hit by the disaster. I think the
open route. It was a week of decision.
His aid groups are still going
down this weekend. 7 foot high rock and roll, 1-800-7-5.
Dozens of aid workers.
The UN official said it best. Aid workers to better.
Investigators say no witnesses have come forward, but they believe the shooting may have been accidental. Police say it's not clear.
Cool. I'll tell you how they met up.
What use is there in having a country home?
It is a service of the Kentucky Lottery.
You pick up the paper hurriedly.
Thank you.
From the soundtrack to the 1978 film Black Goddess, directed by the Nigerian Ola Balogun. Music by Remy Kabaka. And just before that, John Cage's Imaginary Landscape No. 4 for 12 Radios. John Spires and John Bowden are celebrating 10 years of making music together with an album called The Works, some of their most popular tunes and favourite guests. Here they are with the ballad of Tom Paget.
Well, of all the trades going, it's in begging that I take great delight. For my rent is all paid when I lay my bags down for the night. And my rent is all paid when I take a long stick in my hand. And at night I will please the fair maidens as best as I can. Well, I walked all day till I came to some rich farmhouse. And I knocked on the door like some poor fool that lately went out. Without eating or drinking for 20 long hours or more. And I said, kind madam, will you pray for and remember the poor? That you want, you will get them, old man, she said. But before she gave pennies, she ran to her mummy upstairs, crying, mummy, oh mummy, there is a strange man in the hall. Stay close to your chambers, for I fear soul.
Bye.
Legendary Northumbrian piper Billy Pigg and the Morpeth Rant, following on from Spires and Bowden and the Ballad of Tom Paget, which comes from their 10th anniversary CD, The Works. At the Furda Festival in Norway at the beginning of July, the Algerian singer Uria Aisha and her band made a big impact on the audience with their passionate communication and Uria's beautiful voice, of course. Here they are with a song called The Rider, The Horse and The Lady.
صندوق مليان بالريحة يوعان We'll be right back.
The bells of the old wooden stave church in Heydal from a CD of music taken from fragments of hymns and prayers by Thomas Beckett. And as Rona played Jew's harp, Elizabeth Barton, the Swedish bagpipes, the voice of Elizabeth Holmertz and percussionist Harald Skullerud. And before that, the very powerful voice of the Algerian singer Uria Aisha. I'm going to end tonight with a trio called Great Waitress. They're the Sydney-based clarinetist Laura Altman and accordionist Monica Brooks and the Berlin-based pianist Magda Myers. Festivals in Australia earlier on this year propelled them into the studio and their sessions produced several tracks, including this one called Grain. Late Junction is back tomorrow night at the usual time of 11 o'clock. I hope you can join me then. Good night.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Russian string playing now here on Through the Night, a concert the soloists of St. Petersburg gave at the 2009 Belgrade Music Festival. The Russian players here in pieces by Shostakovich, Rossini, Barber, Tchaikovsky and Bartok too. And they opened their concert with Mozart's Adagio and Fugue in C minor. The fugue Mozart wrote originally for two pianos, basing it on Baroque models. But what about this newly composed adagio Mozart added to his already written fugue? It's a piece you often have to remind yourself is actually by Mozart and not something on the way to becoming, say, one of Shostakovich's more dark and brooding moments.
Thank you.
Mozart's Adagio and Fugue in C minor, K546, the shape of that fugue, a little like one in Bach's musical offering. The players, they're the soloists of St. Petersburg, and here they are now in Arranged Shostakovich, a selection of his 24 preludes, the originals being for piano, and from the early 1930s, written between his notorious Lady Macbeth of Mtsensk opera and his Concerto for Piano, Trumpet and Strings. So, Shostakovich in his Young Turk phase.